This is the Megillah Project 2024. We are on Chav Ches Simet Aleph, in the middle of the discussion of Bameheh Rachta Yamim, and various Tanoim discussing how they were Zocha to a long life. And we're about 10 lines before the medium wide lines. Shol Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Nechunya HaGadol Bameheh Rachta Yamim. So Rabbi Akiva asked the great Rabbi Nechunya how we use Zocha to a long life. So what was his answer over here? So Asu Gavze. Then at that point, the Reb Nechunya's servants came by, and they were tried to shove out Rabbi. You know, back in the day, even the Rabbanim had goon squads that would protect them. So Salak Yosef Aresh Dedikla. So Rabbi Kiva climbed a tree, and he wanted to hear the meaning. He wasn't scared of the goons. He wanted to hear the answer to this question. So Amar Leis. So Reb Nechunya said to him, Rabbi Kiva said to Reb Nechunya, Rabbi. Imnemar keves lama nemar echad. So he says, if it says es hakeves echad tasib abokir, why does it say keves echad? It should rather just be keves es hakeves tasib abokir. It doesn't need the word echad. So Amar Lahu, Reb Nechunya realized Sur Mir Rabbanan, who he's a regular, he's a Talmud, he's a real person who wants to learn Torah. He's not just trying to hock me up for the paparazzi. So shavku, they left him alone. Amar Leh, so the Zinar Reb Nechunya said to Rabbi Kiva, Echad hamiyuchad shebedra. The word keves echad means it should be the miyuchad. It should be the best one. It should be a special keves, not just one keves. So Amar Leh, then once he answered his question in learning, he said his question in Sidkus. V'yamai lo kibalti matanos. I never received any gifts, or I never accepted any gifts. Lo amadati amidosai, and I was never makbid. That if someone did something bad to me, I always just let it go. And vatra b'mamonayis, and I was the same with finances. Now the Gemara explains: Lo kibalti matanos ki hadar Rabbi Elazar ki hava mishadri le matanos mi bein nesiya lo havish shakel. Just like Rabbi Elazar, when the nasi would send him gifts, he would never accept them. Ki hava mizamni le, and when they would invite him to come to Seuda, he'd sit at the dais, big rosh yeshiva, chashav etalmud chacham, lo havi azal, he wouldn't go. Amar lahu, Rabbi Elazar said to the people who would come to invite him, lo nichali de echya, you don't want me to live? It says a person who hates gifts will live. So he says, you're not going to let me live a nice long life? You're going to give me all these matanas. So Rabbi Zeira, ki av mishadri le bein nasi lo havishakel. Similarly, Rabbi Zeira would not accept gifts from the nasi. Ki av mizamni le azo, but he would go to things that he was invited to. So Amar isyakri de misyakri b. So he says, it's not my covet, it's their covet that the big Reb Zeira comes to your simchas. So you see, so it was he was doing it to be mechabed them, not for him to receive the covet. Lo amadati amidosai, I never stood for my own covet. I never if somebody did something wrong to me, I would let it go. If a person is willing to overlook the wrongs that are done to him, so he is forgiven for all of his sins. Shenemar no se avon va over al pesha. Lemi no se avon, lemi she over al pesha. Right? Who does Hashem forgive and ignore his slights? Someone who ignores slights that are done to him, so he Hashem returns the favor in kind. Shol es Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, bameh rachtiyam. They ask Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, how are you zocha to arichas yam? Amar lo, katzdi b'chaye. Right? So he says, I don't like that. That's a hard question. I'm not interested in talking about myself like this. Amar lo, Rabbi Torah hivelumon on itzorach. He's like, it's Torah. I got to know it. I got to know the Midas Chasidus, what I should focus on. So Amar lo, miyam I lo nestakalti b'dmus adam rasha. I never looked in the face of a rasha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, asolom nestakal b'tzalom d'mus adam rasha. It's usher to stare at the image of a rasha. Right, Shenemar, it says by Elisha that he says to Yehoram the son of Ahab, Lule pnei Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, and he no say im abit elecha v'im ereka. Right, so he says, I'm not going to look at you because you're such a rasha. Basically, that's the nice way to say it. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rabbi Lazar says, ain't of chaos. If you stare at Rishon, you're going to lose your eyesight. Your eyes will get weaker. Shenemar vayhiki zaken Yitzchak batechenei namiros. Yitzchak lost his eyesight when he got older. Mishum distakal be'esav Rasha, because he would always look at Esav, who was such a Rasha. V'ha garmalei, that's what caused Yitzchak to lose his vision. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak le'olam al tikil as hedyot kalav einecha. We had this earlier in the Masechta. Even if a hedyot curses you, you should not take it lightly. Shari avimelech kil asara. V'niskai mizara, Avimelech cursed Sarah, and it turned out that it came true in her child. Shenemar, hinehu lecha kisus einayim. Right, v'darshu el kisus einayim el ksias einayim. Says this to you is like a ksias einayim. It's like a covering of the eyes. So the Gemara answers, Havahal Garmalay. No, this all was, it's all one package deal, meaning each thing brought out a certain, in other words, you could say that the curse is why, the overarching reason why it happened, and the mechanism through which it happened is that Yitzchak was always staring at the face of Esau. Rava Amar Mehacha. Sa'as Pnei Rasha Velo Tomer. He has a different pasuk which teaches us that you're not supposed to look at a Rasha. Bishas Pti Raso, when Rabbi Shimon Karcha was dying, Amar Lo, Rabbi Barchini, they asked for a bracha from him. Amar Lo, Yehi Ratzon Shetagia L'chatzi Yamai. You should be zocha to get to half of my days. Well, that's a weird bracha. L'kula Lo, why didn't you say you should become as old as I am? So Amar Lo, Habayim Acharecha Behema Yiru. Right? So he says it's not good to live such a long life like mine, because you're gonna see sometimes when you get older, your kids start to fight over all of your titles and your wealth and everything like that. So too old is not the way to go necessarily. It's not always a bracha. Baruch Hashem, many times it is a bracha, but sometimes it's not. Avu bar iu min yamin bar I. Chara mar tesili de lois dakli bakusi. One said, so between the two of them, these two brothers, one said, I did a good thing that I did not look in the face of a kusi. Chara mar tesili de lo avdi shutvas badi kusi. I was never a partner with a kusi in business. Fine. So those are two other good things to do. And like to round it out, Shaul Talmidavis Rabbi Zeira, Bameharachti. They asked Rabbi Zeira, what did you do that you were Zochet Arichas Yom? Amalem Yame Loik Parati Betoch Beisei. I never got angry at home. Velo Tzadati Bifnei Misha Golem. And I didn't walk in front of somebody who was greater than I am. Velo Hirharti Mavos Metunafos. And I didn't think in learning in unclean places where it's also to talk in learning, but I didn't even think in learning. Velo Alachti Aramamas Lo Torah Velo Tefillin. I didn't walk 4 amos without learning Torah, without wearing tefillin. All right, I didn't sleep at all in a base medrash, even a tiny nap. I never rejoiced when my friend stumbled. I never spoke to my friend in a negative name. And some say, right, so he says even a name that was a negative name that people in his own family called him that name, but I never used that name. Okay, that is the end of this little off-side discussion. Back to the Mishnah about the halachas of a Beis HaKnesses. The Ode, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also said, Beis HaKnesses shecharavein maspid mitocho. So even if the shul is destroyed and you want to use the ruins for something, you can't use it to give a hesped. Ve'ein mafshilin mitocho chavalim. You can't weave ropes in it. Ve'ein porsin litocho metzudos. You can't use it to lay traps to hunt animals. Ve'ein shochtin al gago. Shotchin, I think I said shochtin. You can't spread out peros to dry them out on the roof. Ein osin oso kapendari. You can't use it as a shortcut. Shenemar vashimosi es mikdashechem. I will destroy your mikdash. What do we learn from that? Kedusha son af kishen shomemit. They still retain a measure of kedusha even after they're destroyed. Alubo asavim. And if the grass, the front lawn, starts to become overgrown, lo yit lo shemnei agmas nefesh. You should not cut it because of agmas nefesh, meaning you want people to see it and be like, oh, look at this. The shul looks terrible now. We should really fix it up. Okay, that is the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan batei kneisios, ein ochlin ben menishosin bohen. You're not allowed to eat or drink in a shul. Going over to Chav Ches Amid Beis now. Ve'ein neosin bohem, you're not allowed to make yourself look nice in them. You can't hang out in them. You can't get out of the weather in them, either the sun or the rain. You cannot give a private eulogy. You can learn it. You can read the Torah, Tanakh. You can learn Tershabalpeh in them. You can give a public hesped. What is the difference? I'm Rabbi Huda. I'm sorry, we didn't say what it was, but Rashi over here explains that a hesped shel yachid is a regular guy, and a Talmud Chacham who is a parnes for the tzibur, taught Torah to the masses, then you want to get a lot of people together or to give kavadat Torah, so you're going to need a big venue like a shul, then you are allowed to have a hesped in there. I'm Rabbi Huda Amasai. When do we say these be yeshuvan? That is when they are in use. Av b'churbanan manichan osan va'olan mahen asav lo yitlosh mnei agmas nefesh. When they are destroyed, you don't do anything with them. You leave them be like a ruin, and that way, hopefully, people will get sad and they'll want to fix them up. Asav mandakar shmei. What are you talking about letting the grass grow over there? I mean, I skipped that when I was translating it, but I should have translated that as well. Chasuri mechzer avalchi katani. This is how you got to read the whole brisa, with including the missing clauses. Umechabdin osan. You should take good care of them. Marbitzin osan. Kdeshelo yalabayam osan. You should make sure to spread moisture on the floor. They had dirt floors in those days, so that grasses don't grow. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Masai. Rabbi Yehuda says, when do we do that? Be yeshuvan. We prevent the grass from growing when they are being used. We let the grass grow. We don't even cut it down because we want people to feel bad. Now he says that when in Chutz La'aretz, the Bate Knesios are made on condition that we could use them for other things. Now Rashi learns after they're destroyed, you can use them for other things, not beforehand. You still cannot do really lightheaded activities in there. You don't make it into a business office or anything like that. So it doesn't mean like, in other words, cheshbonus is not bekavadik, it's just not something that you do in a place that used to be a shul. Amar Rav Asi, beis haknesses shemachash mul cheshbonus malina bo asameis. If you have a shul that you use for business, they're also going to be used to keep dead people overnight. Malivin salkadai techa losagi d'lav hachi. What? You have to do that? No, it doesn't mean you have to do it. Ella l'sof shealina bo asameis. It's a curse that if you end up doing business in a shul, you're going to end up using it for alana sameis as well. Going back to the rice of Neosima, you don't make yourself look nice. Amarava Chacham Talmide Mutarn. You are, if you're a Talmud Chacham, or if you're a Talmud in the yeshiva there, you are allowed to use it. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, my Bei Rabbanim. Why do they call it Beis Medrash, the house of the rabbis? Beis of the Rabbanim, because it really is the house of the rabbis. Meaning, if you're in there all day, it would be Bittul Torah to leave the Beis Medrash to do certain things. You're allowed to do some basic things in the Beis Medrash. You can't go in there to get out of the weather. Ravina, Ravada Bar Masna, Havakaimi Vishali Shilta Me Rava. Ravina, Ravada Bar Masna asked a shaila from Rava in learning, Asa Zilcha Demitra. Then it started pouring. Ayla Be Knishta. They went into the shul, Amri, but they said specifically, Hada Ayla Be Knishta, La Misha Mitra. We're not coming into the shul to get out of the rain. El Misha the Shmaita Boy Tzilusa Kiyoma de Istana. Right? So he says that the sugya that we're learning requires a clarity of thought. And therefore, it has to be like it's a sunny day. It has to be like it's a good weather outside that to be able to think it through. So it's not that we're not coming here just stam for our own physical pleasure. We're coming in here so we can focus on the learning. What do you do if you have to call somebody out of a shul or a beis medrash? When you walk in, say a dvar halacha. Itanahu, if he knows only how to say mishnayis, lema masnisa, let him say over a mishnah. Ikarahu, if he only knows how to psukim, lema psukim, let him say a pasuk. Vilo, lema linuke, emala psuke. Let's say the guy knows nothing in learning. So he can walk into the beis medrash and say to a little kid, ah, what are you learning? Say over your pasuk. Inami nishe purta vinekum. Or if he has no shaychus to anything Torahdik, he could just sit in the Beis HaKnesses or in the Beis HaMedrash, and then he can get up afterwards. Meaning, so you should, there is even what to be accomplished by just sitting in a Beis HaMedrash, but he's saying that obviously when you go into a Beis HaMedrash, you should do a tiny, even though you have another reason to be in there, you should do a tiny amount of learning, so it shouldn't be that you walk in there for nothing. You do a Hesped Shel Rabim, Hechi Dami Hesped the Rab. What is that? So, Machvei, Rav Chizda kigon espeda de koi be Rav Sheshes. Rav Chizda pointed and he said it's like the hesped that they did in the house of Rav Sheshes. So machve Rav Sheshes kigon espeda de koi be Rav Chizda, like the hesped they gave in the house of Rav Chizda. Meaning both of them were alive at that time, but each one thought the other one is the gadol ador. So they said that like if this great gadol would be nifter, we would have to have a major hesped, and the whole community would have to come so that you could do in a shul. Rafram Aspid al Kalse de Bay Knishta. Rafram gave a husband to his daughter in law in the shul. So Amr Mishum Yikridio Udemisa Asukuli Alma. He says He says, because of the people are going to come to honor me, so there's going to be such a big oilam, so we have to put them inside the shul. Rav Zeira safti u'me rabbanim beit knishta. Rav Zeira gave a hesped for a young rabbi in the Beis HaKnesses. I added the word young, but I think that's the context. Amar imi shemikur didei demisa asu kulayam. He says, either they're going to come because I'm giving a hesped, or they're going to come for the chashivas of that particular Talmud Chacham, and therefore, either way, we need the shul. Rish Lakish gave a hesped for a certain young Talmud Chacham who was in, it was commonly found in Eretz Yisrael, the Havitani Hilchas of Esrim Arba Shursa. He was able to learn halachos, he was able to teach halachos to 24 rows of Talmidim. Omar, Vavai Chasra Arad Yisrael Gavar Rabbi. He says, woe is to Eretz Yisrael that they're losing such a great individual. Hahuda Havitani Hilchasa. Sifrei Sifra Tosefta Vishchiv. There was a fellow who learned halachos, also a midrashim of Sifrei, Sifra, and Tosefta, and he died. Asu v'amrulei l'Rav Nachman lispidei. So they said, this was lispidei mar. Sorry, they asked the Rav Nachman, please, Rebbe, give him a hesped. Amar hechi lispidei. What should I give the hesped as? Haitzana damali sefer dechaser. There was a basket full of svarim who died. So in other words, he didn't want to give him a hesped. He said he didn't know how to learn. He just knew how to quote things. So he says, all right, I'll give a hesped for the basket full of svarim who died. So as Rav Nachman was being extra tough on this guy, he didn't want to give him a hesped. So tochazi, so he says, come and see, ma bein takifei d'arad Yisrael l'chasidi d'bavel. Look at the difference between the tough guys in Eretz Yisrael. Reish Lakish was tough. And yet, when a young Talmud Chacham was nifter, he says, look at what Eretz Yisrael is losing. A guy knows how to teach halacha, so givaldik. And this other guy, who probably knew more than that guy, Rav Nachman didn't want to give him a hesped. He was chasidi bavel. He was one of the nice people in Bavel. Still, he didn't want to give a hesped. So everybody in Bavel, basically the Gemara from time to time, even though it was Talmud Bavli, they ripped the Talmud Chacham of Bavel for being too mean. Tanan also, we have a Mishnah that taught in Pirkei Avos, who dishtam v'tagachol. If someone who uses the crown of Torah for his own purposes, he's considered to be losing his olam haba. So Tani Rish Lakish taught, what does this mean? Hazem mishdamish v'misha shona halachos kisra shel Torah. This is somebody who, let's say I get serviced by someone who teaches halacha or knows halacha, learns halacha, that is the keser Torah. So you're not allowed to use such a person to service you. Amar Ula, and Ula says, l'shtamish yinish b'man de toni arba'a v'lo l'shtamish yinish b'man de masne arba'a. You can use someone who learned four of the six Siddur Mishnah, but you cannot use someone who teaches four of the six Siddur Mishnah. It's a higher level to teach to others. Like Reish Lakish was once walking on the road, Mata Urka Medamaya, they got to a river. There was a fellow said, Rebbe, I'll give you a piggyback ride, I'll give you a shoulder ride across the river, and he was carrying him. So he says, Asa Hahu Gavra Arkave. Sorry, I read that again. Amar Le, so Reish Lakish said to him, Karis, have you ever learned Tanakh? Amar Le, yeah, Karina and I learned some Tanakh. Tanis, did you ever learn Mishnayis? Tanina, Arba Sidri Mishnah. I have learned four Sidri Mishnah. Amar Le, Pasalta Lach Arba Ture. It says, you have forged four pillars. Vata'anta Bar Lakish Akadfech, and you're carrying Reish Lakish on your back, on your shoulders. Shadi Bar Lakish Amaya, throw Reish Lakish into the water. So Amar Le, he said to him, Nichali Lishnat Lash. The Ashmeinon Lemar. I want to carry you. So he says, at least let me teach you something. Right? In other words, like let me be your Rebbe for something. So the Jewish women accepted upon themselves, even though min haTorah, they probably only needed for 7 days, they accepted upon themselves, even if they saw a small re'iyah, the size of a mustard seed, a little bit of dam, they're going to sit Shiva Nikiyim as if they were a Zava Gedola. He taught him that specific halacha because there's nobody argues on that. And therefore, he wanted him to be his Talmud, so at least it made sense for him to carry him a little bit. Talmud Be'elio, we have a statement of Be'elio, called Shana Lachos Muftach Lo Shalom Ben Olam Haba. A person who learns halacha is guaranteed that he's a Ben Olam. Shnei Malichos Olam Atikra Alichos Ela Halachos. Right, so it says the words halachos Olam Lo. If a person learns halacha, Olam Haba is his. All right, we'll continue with this. Be'ezros Hashem, the very, very last word on Chav Chesam Be'ez next time.